Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
How many photography pages do you follow online? There must be NGC and then BBC and maybe some wildlife photographers. And along with that, maybe like 50 other pages because they're your friends and colleagues who bought DSLR cameras with their bonus money. I feel you. This is Just Talking brought to you by In.com and my name is Kritika. Now, thanks to Facebook and Instagram and affordable DSLR cameras and kick-ass phones, everybody's a photographer. Nothing wrong with that, except everything is a competition on the internet. Before it became that cool though, our movies were trying to tell us stories through these pictures. Trying to tell us that yes, we could see it on the big screen just by paying a little money, but that it was a tough job. And thanks to our love for movies, we always want to do what we see on the big screen. And there have been plenty of characters over the years who walked around slinging a camera and looking really cool. Not just Johnny Bram and Akshay Kumar in Garam Masala. There have been plenty more in the movies. Let's take a look at some of them on this podcast. Yes, we're in 2019, but most of India still considers Three Idiots a coming-of-age movie. If you ask me, the three actors in it had come of age at least a decade before they were in this movie, but it worked for its own reasons. Don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of Madhavan, but 40-year-olds playing 19-20-year-olds is kind of pushing it. Anyway, Three Idiots had a lot of messages to give us. That you don't learn everything you need in a classroom, that sometimes you eat food with hair in it, that you can't save lives on a two-wheeler, and the most important one, follow your damn passion. And the way they tell us this loud and clear is through Madhavan's character. He wants to be a photographer, but his dad's like, no, be an engineer. And we see how he goes from being a meek dude who always listens to his dad to becoming one of the world's top photographers. I think they should have spent at least like 2-3 minutes of the movie telling us what all he shot, you know, and how he became that famous photographer. I'm sure we'd all like to know the stories behind these successful characters in films. They don't do that all the time, but thanks to this character, I'm sure a lot of parents were kind of okay with letting their kids study whatever they wanted to. So good one, Madhavan. Before photographers were cool on screen, Om Puri made it an occupation that wasn't something to be very proud of. He was a brilliant actor who's been in some amazing movies, and he's always added a little magic with his roles in every part he's played. Years back, Shyam Benegal made a movie called Mandi, which was way ahead of its times. It's the story of a brothel run by Shabana Azmi, where the women she managed were played by Smita Patil, Ila Arun, Soni Razdan, and Nina Gupta. All beautiful women, all quite a handful. So a lot of men came to see these amazing women in this brothel, but there was one character Shyam Benegal added that Om Puri played. It was the role of a photographer who tried to sneak around and click naked pictures of these women. Now I'm sure it was a very viable career option back then because we didn't have the internet, but Om Puri will always be sleazy photographer number one when it comes to Bollywood cinema. Mr. and Mrs. Iyer is a movie that's set in the time of riots, and Konkana Sen, who plays a Tamil Iyer, and Rahul Bose, who play a liberal Muslim, sort of bond over these riots. I know, weird things that bring people together, but it's a sweet plot. Now, Rahul Bose plays the role of a wildlife photographer, and there are some really nice shots where they're hiding out these riots and are sort of taking a break in their travel, and he gets some really nice shots of this nice isolated place, and also of Konkana Sen's character and her baby. He even teaches her a little photography and all. And how do they decide to end this movie? At the railway station, where Rahul Bose gives Konkana Sen a camera roll of negatives, a roll of all the pictures they click together. So emotional. Ranbir Kapoor is like pro when it comes to characters who are trying to figure out their lives and careers. He's done so many of them. Tamasha, Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, Wake Up Sid, Rockstar, even Rocket Singh. And while he was discovering what career path to follow in his films, he played photographer in two of them. One was in Wake Up Sid, where he inherits the love of photography from his dad, but Anupam Kher gives in to pressure and just runs his business. And Ranbir Kapoor somehow slowly claws his way into the scene and becomes a photographer. It's very nicely done, but they make his internship seem like a breeze, man. But then again, his personal life and internship can't both be hard in one movie, so we'll let that pass. He also wanted to travel and shoot in Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, this guy who just doesn't want to stop living and see the world. Both roles were pretty on point point, if you ask me, if you ignore all the extra drama around it. But that's the whole point of us watching movies anyway, so that's forgiven. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty features Ben Stiller, Sean Penn and Kirsten Wiig in a story that moves you, makes you laugh and just connect with all the characters on such a deep level. And the main plot, the main incident in the plot that helps Walter Mitty find his alter ego and be the person he really wants to be, is a photo negative. He goes on a hunt for negative number 25 and it takes him around the world doing incredible things that he only would have dreamt of. And as he goes off on this treasure hunt of sorts, the storyline is backed up by some amazing music, like the perfect songs that could make this movie more amazing than it already was. You must watch it if you haven't already. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, where he's on a hunt for photo negative number 25. The movie Closer is based on one of Mozart's tragic operas, and just like an opera has ups and downs, this movie has them too, but they change partners faster than they can change their outfits. Julia Roberts plays the role of a photographer, and one of the things you'll always remember about this movie is a picture that Julia Roberts takes of Natalie Portman. This picture also plays a huge part in the plotline, where people notice this picture of a woman who's crying. It's very intense, very dramatic, and in the middle of it all, Julia Roberts is making love and hosting photography exhibitions at the same frequency. You get to see love and the world through her eyes. Wow, I just gave that movie a caption right there. Shutter is supposed to be a horror movie, but at the end of it, you're like, hey, I want a ghost in my life who gives me signs. So it's the story of this couple who moved from New York to Tokyo, and the husband has the job of a photographer. And the whole time, his wife keeps seeing weird signs and pictures that someone tells them is the presence of spirits. And then they realize that this ghost has been following them throughout, and the entire plot spills out, and they discover all this through the pictures that this husband clicks. This wasn't the first movie to use pictures as hints about ghosts and evil presence. The Omen, that came out way back in 1976, also had photographs that sort of gave hints about how some particular characters were gonna die. So photography was not a job everybody would have wanted after these movies came out. Photograph is a movie that came out recently with Nawazuddin Siddiqui and Sania Malhotra in it. I don't know how, but this Nawaz has this knack of picking movies with some brilliant scripts. Or maybe he's the one that makes the movie amazing, we'll never know. But whatever it is, he plays the role of a photographer in this movie, and he finds Sania Malhotra at the Gateway of India, and through his pictures, the photos that he clicks, he seems to have this ability to make life seem much better than reality. And he takes these pictures and convinces his granny that his life is all hunky-dory in Mumbai. It's kind of what life is like these days, you know. We see stuff on Instagram and Facebook and we think everybody's having a good time leading amazing lives. Except all of us are dealing with our own problems and we'll never really know that. Man, if you think about it, Nawazuddin Siddiqui's movie is like the story of all of us. Deepika Padukone plays the role of a photographer in Cocktail, but man, won't we all want jobs like that? Her job as a photographer is like literally one scene in the movie, but thanks to some mysterious dad that they decided to add in the movie, Deepika Padukone can enjoy the life of a rich socialite slash party girl slash the girl who can afford to have a random person stay in her house at no expense in goddamn London. Yeah, her role in this movie probably gave false hopes to photographers who love Bollywood movies. It's honestly gotten so out of hand, you need to see at least a whole album of pictures online before you decide whether a person is really a good photographer or not. Because there might be like 20 boomerangs of girls shaking their lehengas at weddings, or boys trying to be all macho at the gym, or just hashtag traveler but they only got as far as the Taj Mahal. But you can't deny it. The more photographers we see on screen, the more photographers we'll see in real life. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.